How can I help you?
Yeah, let me get five wings with Mild Sauce.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? How y'all doing today? It's coming at you again, another episode of Mild Sauce on this beautiful Friday evening. Yeah. So we got the drinks out. We all feeling good. We looking good. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We got Nas in the building. We got Sammy. We got Q, Jay, Sherrod. We're doing a special show today. So with special shows, you got to have special guests. So we got our lovely producer chiming in, Jasmine. She's going to be on the keys, and she's also going to be talking about our topics tonight. And we also have Ebony Elise, and she's also has her own podcast. She's been doing it, so she decides to come out with us. So everybody say what's up to Ebony.
What's up, Ebony?
Appreciate you having you here. It's definitely going to be a good show. So we got such good feedback, we decided to do a theme show. So we're going to talk about dating. And dating's a great topic because everybody has different views on it and how it should be and what it should be and what it shouldn't be. Let's talk about dating versus courting, because we were talking about courting off topic, and some people don't even know what it is or really understand what courting is opposed to dating. So, Nas, give me your take on dating, bro.
Dating is, you're just trying to see what's out there. You know, you're trying to see if you're ready to probably go to the next step and find somebody. But I like what you guys are saying. It was actually something kind of different to me when you guys said something about courting.
Well, let me give you the definition of courting. So, to court is to be involved with romantically, typically with intention of marrying, paying special attention to someone in an attempt to win their support or favor. It's an older term, so a lot of people don't use it as much. I think it's a little more serious, especially with all us being millennials and how we date nowadays.
So you're saying dating is something just casual then, and courting is something you're looking for?
I would think dating is like, we talk about the whole phase. You just having fun, you meeting people, but you not really trying to have nothing serious. You kind of got that, you know, I got my roster, I got my lineup, I ain't on that.
Starting five.
But when you courting, you taking a particular person serious. And you...
Hold on, I missed that. What happened?
It wasn't for you.
That's neither here nor there. But yeah, when you're courting, you're actually paying more attention to one person, and you're taking them seriously, and you're dating with the purpose of truly getting to know them, truly to see if this can be a serious relationship to end up with me.
So it's the stage between dating and a relationship. Is courting in between?
You court
because you're dating, and then you find that one person, now you're courting them.
Truthfully, courting is the stage between
dating
and marriage.
But it's basically
a committed
relationship. You court basically to get married.
I court straight up.
You what?
He said he skipped the dating phase. He courts
straight up,
and then it's marriage.
But you can't court with have
my dating is courting though. Yeah, like, so I have like different.
But that's your
chick to court with.
So that's not courting.
You can't court,
you can't court multiple. You only courting when you're giving one
right,
person.
Because courting is with intent.
Exactly.
To marry.
Okay. Well, all the women he can be having intent to marry.
He's trying to see which one he
practicing Islam.
He's trying
to see one of
them. Trying to see which one he wants.
There we go.
Who the one? I'm going to lie. I'm going to walk by.
All right. So that brings us into our first question. So we gonna ladies first. I'm a gentleman. So I'm gonna pose this to Jazz. So peep the scene. So it's the first date with somebody, right? You just met them. You're past that awkward stage where you guys have already been drinking and flowing and stuff. You let your guards down. So y'all finally start talking body count. And this can be touchy subjects with people because some of us are more seasoned than others.
Why you look down there?
Wow. No light skinned niggas out here.
Nah, this nigga since 14. He been
getting. So y'all start talking about body counts, and when asked their number, it's in the double digits. Is that a deal breaker to you? Does sex with too many, does it make them a hoe?
So like what amount is, I guess, too much or considers you a hoe?
What's your like, damn bro, I was feeling you, but nah.
Honestly, at the age that I am or the space that I am now, I don't even consider it at all. Like, okay. I have to not think about it or else it, like, maybe one is too much. Like, I don't like to think about it too much. And it's the past. It doesn't matter to me at this point. Like, I would hope you're in a different space than your whole phase or whatever you were going through. So, I don't have a number that's too much for me.
Okay.
I know that. That's
you know, no, but it's not. Because, like you said, like, if you were to hit that number, like, despite of how amazing that night was, your perception of that person is going to be different now. It's going to be like, damn, this bitch fucked 20 dudes. Like 20 niggas was putting
the chest on.
That's too many chests.
Did they all like that? Just one more time, bro. How they be?
No, but serious. That'll fuck you up. So, like Jazz said, I would rather not know. It's like, I don't want to know that. I don't care to know about that. I don't need to know that. All okay. I know is that if you and I feeling each other and we vibing and we talking about, you know, having a relationship as far as like getting married, then all I need to know is that I'm going to be the last motherfucker you was, you know,
I want to know
doing that with.
I'll be honest. Like, I'm asked that question.
I don't ask it because no one never be honest about it. Because
I was just about to say, I go into it and I don't tell the honest answer. I let them know. I'm like, I'll give you a number if you really want.
But then J. Cole, he had like a formula.
So this is me right here. I asked a question. You say things, you drunk and y'all ask each other questions. I asked that question. I want to see if she's going to give me an absurd number. Only 3. Only 5. Nah, if a woman straight up say 15, I'm like, no, but I fuck with you. If a woman say 22, I fuck with you. But if you're going to give me 2 or 3, I'm telling that about 65.
So you appreciate the honesty. That's great. So what's too much? What's be like, damn? Because Jay said he doesn't care. Jazz ain't even asking.
We sexual beings. It's not this.
So there isn't number. A too much for.
No,
for
no number.
I think the older we get, first off, you examine yourself with that question. So like, even if you gonna ask that shit to somebody else, think about yourself. Self, and you gonna exactly. be like, yeah,
okay.
I'm not who I was 5 years ago. So amen. Why would that shit even matter?
Not exactly.
That's interesting to hear from dudes, because I mean, I've heard guys' number in the 3 digits, and I'm like, I just gotta eat it because, well.
Well,
I just gotta take it because
niggas will lie the opposite way though.
Yeah, we'll lie down.
A bunch of void ass niggas out here.
But again, yeah. It goes back to what Quentin said.
At
our age, if you would have asked us 3 or 4 years ago, you would have told me double digits. I would have been like, nah, that shit ain't probably how it should be done.
Yeah.
So, but as I get older, I'm like, bro, this shit don't even matter.
No, but if she tell me she had 10 in one night, it's over.
Hopefully you're not doing
it. Just saying,
women.
No. So I'm gonna get mad. If I ain't getting nothing, I'll get mad though. If she don't give me nothing that night,
10 years.
That means she'll change woman though.
Oh, fuck that. If you get a train ran on you and you don't give me none.
She changed her life around, bro. She's trying to be better than she used to be.
All right.
He gonna be mad. So
you can't change that.
So now that we talk numbers and we know where everybody's at, Ebony, is the sex on the first night make you a hoe?
Well, I never had sex on the first night.
So what do you think the women that did have sex on the first night?
Or yeah.
But see, when you she thinking. But she gotta talk. It's a podcast.
No, I mean, I don't think it necessarily makes you a hoe, because just because I haven't done it don't mean that, like,
something wrong with the people who did it.
Don't make, you know, like, I'm not gonna be pass judgment against the people who've done it before.
Okay.
It's not Sam, my style.
What do you think, man? Does that make you or her a hoe?
No. So have you gave up the answer the first night?
Now they grown people shit, they gonna do whatever the fuck they want. I don't think it makes them
drunk. It was my birthday.
Right. But look, ooh, that shit was good. What's to say she give it up to everybody? It might have been something about you that she was attracted to, or he was attracted to, and y'all decided to, like, you know, let's just get on up out of here.
right, you know, just cut all the small talk out. She wanted to see what the dick was about, and he wanted to see what the cat about. And they went on about it. I hate to get married to somebody and they got some bogus ass stuff, and then I'm stuck with that shit for you. No, we getting a divorce tomorrow.
That would be.
But you don't go from first date to marriage, so you
right. No, but you got some people that I want to wait till I'm married to do this and do that. No, fuck that.
Can't be dry as hell, no.
All right, so that's good. That's good. So we passed the first stages. You know, maybe you got some ass. Maybe you
and body count. I don't think that should matter. As long as somebody walls is intact and a person can get erection, they don't have a disease. Y'all should be good.
The basics.
The basics.
Don't need nothing intact. Right.
Walls does matter. Black lives matter. Walls matter.
Yeah. Amen. Got an amen from the choir. So we passed the funniness. Y'all done farted around each other. So
that's when it's real.
That's when it's real. So now we talking about gifts and stuff, right? So here's the scenario, right? You're dating 2 months or so. Christmas is next week. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
2 months, right?
Two months. Mm. Christmas is next week. You're over the house. She goes to the bathroom and you notice, man, it's a gift under the Christmas tree that say Nas. Nas Bae. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not B-A-E, but B-E-Y.
No.
Your real name.
B-A-E. Go ahead.
So you see a gift under the tree, right? Not only did you not get her nothing.
Dang.
2 months?
Yeah, I got to give her something after 2 months.
Nah,
go ahead.
But not only did you not get her nothing, but it didn't even cross your mind to get her something.
She at my crib on Christmas.
No, you're at her crib.
Okay.
You see the gift under the tree. You didn't think about getting her nothing, nor did you get her anything. What do? Do you rush out and get her something? Do you bring up the topic, let's not exchange gifts at all? Or you just go ghost?
And it's a week before Christmas.
I don't celebrate Christmas. I do Kwanzaa. All black people should do Kwanzaa.
So that's his way out.
I just went ghost.
Yeah, he went ghost. He went out for three.
That's some bullshit.
But in actuality, I would have to go out and get her something.
You would get her something.
Because she got a person.
Right.
I'm trying to prove something. I'm trying to show that I'm committed to whatever she's trying to do. Hmm. Even though I don't celebrate Christmas. Because don't know Santa Claus coming to hood. We never saw that.
So James Brown said it, bro.
Got a follow up to that. So you think that she likes you more than you like her, and that's why it wasn't on your mind to get another?
Because she should know that I don't celebrate Christmas, right?
She should after 2 months.
And she still bought me a present.
It's more, I think, females is more likely to do stuff like that. Like I was saying, something that the tennis star Serena, she's a Jehovah's Witness. They don't celebrate Christmas or birthdays. And the white dude that she fell in love with, she was calling him, wishing him happy birthday, knowing she don't celebrate birthdays or none of that stuff. So she was doing stuff outside the norm when she fell in love with the man. So
good point, Sam.
Woman is in love, stuff that, you know.
They'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, so Bob,
that's 2 months, though.
I'm not saying where she in love. I'm just saying. Women will go that extra mile for somebody that
feels.
I would go out and buy some.
Ladies, do y'all agree?
I've been in a situation like that before. I ghosted.
You were the ghost.
I was uncomfortable.
Damn, I knew y'all wasn't shit.
I didn't feel comfortable with confrontation. I didn't know how to approach it. So it's just like 2 months. I'm not.
Damn, you're going smoking phantasmas over here.
The reason why
I make light skinned people look like shit.
No, the crazy part about it, I was dating this chick for like 6-7 months.
That's a lot.
And the crazy part about it is, I asked her to buy me this special watch that I wanted.
And she
it's expensive, and she got it. So I was like, she didn't really get it. And then she presented it to me. She said, "Where my gift at?" I said,
"You." And that's a choice. And that's a choice. You kind of ghost.
You gotta go.
Right. You gotta go.
No,
you
didn't
take the gift though, right?
No, she took that shit and walked out. No, we stopped talking.
Oh, she went ghost. That's
what. Well, okay, well, I ain't had nothing for her.
That's touchy.
He didn't go.
No, I was really serious about it, but I didn't know
she went cash for it.
So when she presented the gift to me, I was like,
she went cash for it.
And I felt bad.
You were asking her for a gift but had no intentions on getting her one at all?
Because
I was, but
it was like passive aggressive.
He,
like
he thought that shit was bullshit.
Right. That watch was expensive. Like,
you could at least win the ball.
He didn't know that one was Mary J. Blige looking for real love.
No, he could have at least went and go buy some tampons.
Oh my God.
Something.
Wow. Something.
Coach, you know what? In a situation like that, you gotta really like pay attention to what's going on. Like, you gotta read your partner.
Yeah.
Like, 2 months, okay, it's still kind of early. Some people just do that. Like, some women will just get you a gift and really don't expect you to get nothing back.
Right.
But this her way of saying, I want you to recognize that I'm really feeling you on another level. And now you know for sure because I went out and got you this and you didn't expect it.
But,
and it's okay to accept that if you willing to, or if you don't want it and you want to go ghost, like, I'm not on that.
Now, as a guy, do you accept it? Because I feel bad if I accept it. I would.
Well, hold on.
I wanted that watch so bad.
If I can go back to it, I would about how much was the watch? Like, a ballpark.
I was just like 19, so it was like $600 at the time. That's
but $600 to a 19-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
To a 29-year-old.
$600, though, but I thought she was faking, though. Like, when she said, I got the watch, and she presented it to me, I want to go back and just take the watch. Say, I got something for you, and then I... snake that ass like 2 weeks later.
That's how you get your car.
That's that East Side Shiesty.
I wanted that watch. That watch was dope, yo.
Nah. Damn.
Man, well. So,
I mean, it happened to me before, but we exchanged gifts, but it was on a different level.
But I bought her a car.
No, I bought her an iPad. So it was like the first iPad when it very first came out, and she bought me a PlayStation 3. So, of course, the iPad was like $900, the PlayStation was $300. But,
and you spent $900 on that?
We're engaged now, so it mattered. Like,
no, I mean,
he always coming up with scenarios with him and his.
Because this is what he does.
Because when you build a ring for 10 years and you're 29, that means something.
Damn, but,
are you ready?
Shit. What's up? Yeah, I'm ready.
let me ask somebody else that. So, Jazz, a guy buys you a $900 gift. And you only get him a $300 gift. Does that $600 difference make a difference to you?
If we're in a relationship, no.
Okay. In this scenario.
Yes, and I would not accept it.
Okay.
I wouldn't accept it.
I wouldn't either because it's too much. I wouldn't.
I don't think so. To me, it doesn't really matter because, I mean, as cliche as it's the thought that counts, but like, what if it was, I don't know, like what if it was something, like what if it was what they could afford? Like, why does the price matter? Like, somebody went out of their way to get you something nice, but because the prices weren't the same, like, oh, I can't accept this because I spent a few hundred dollars more than you.
I think at 2 months, though, is kind of early for me. Yeah, like, I'm still
right,
getting to
that's
know you.
The reason.
At that point, I'm feeling like maybe you want. Phase. Yeah, right. I'm feeling like you want something in return. Like, I don't feel comfortable taking something of that high value after 2 months.
Yeah,
of
that's my love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be
clear,
yeah. I never had this problem because I normally break up 2 weeks before Christmas.
Damn.
Make sure I pay for shit.
And that's why you're single. So fellas, so that was cool. That and we talked about that one. So here's another one. This is strictly bro code. So you're at work and your phone goes off. This is a Facebook message from this shorty that you've been wanting to smash for the longest.
What she said?
She said, Nas.
Yes.
I've been seeing you with your Bears outfit on.
Yes.
They make you look good, boy.
You should have put on the curls.
And she wants to hang out. Only issue is, she used to date me.
She used to date you?
She used to date me. And she messed around with Sherrod, but it was nothing serious. But you've been wanting to nail it for the longest, bro.
Yes, I'm done. I don't want none of that shit. But go ahead, finish it up.
Well, that's it. Do you respond? If so, what do you say to her? Because you've been wanting her for the longest. Actually, you knew her before Sherrod, before me. But y'all always just missed each other. And unfortunately, her and Sherrod used to mess around.
And you said you, her, so two.
Let's just say,
yeah, I mean, keeping solo. Yeah. Yeah, turned out to a hoe.
Yeah, went through the slide. Well, if she's not a hoe, she just knows what she want out of life. If she went through the slide, that's a little horse, bro.
You can't fuck two friends. All right,
so just me.
She only smashed you.
Yeah, but you've been wanting
and
to put
and I wondered why the fuck she would smash you for some reason.
Because I'm bald and you still playing with
me. Okay. So. I'm trying to see what she saw in you.
it's not always about me.
Like, what the fuck, Kale? But anyway, I'm still knowing I can't go.
You can't go?
No. Maybe she can. No, I ain't even say that. maybe she's perfect.
Maybe she can do what?
But no, nothing. Let's go ahead.
So, have you ever been in that situation where, you know, one of the friends had a first or something?
No, I haven't.
Anybody been in that situation?
No, I haven't.
Sammy, what you got to say?
I ain't never had that problem because me and my friends are all in sets together.
Oh! What the fuck?
Did I hear correctly? We all had sex.
So this is the orgy you talking about?
Damn.
Without getting too in depth.
We're not reenacting this, right? No,
definitely not.
That's over with. You can go to the next one. I answer the question.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, have any of y'all ever been in that situation?
I've been in that situation a couple times.
How did it pan out?
One girl did smashed her. And the other girl was like, nah.
Does the level of friendship play a part at all?
Yeah, that's the most important part.
Yeah. What about how long you were with the person or the other person, the other two people were together?
That's the other.
Like, it could be somebody who they, like, your friend and the girl just messed around versus they were in a long-term relationship. Like, does that matter?
No, it matters. Because if you my bro and I know you smashed her, I'm not going to smash her.
The number one thing, though, is as a man, do you ask permission?
No.
You just gotta let it go.
No, that's what I'm saying. Sherrod, Ebony been in my inbox, G. I know y'all ain't together no more. Can I do it?
Don't tell me.
No, you need to ask Ebony because you had the
bro. Right. Ebony came at me. This is my bro.
That's his best friend.
This is my bro. Y'all don't ask permission?
Him and Ebony don't have anything. Wasn't going
to if me and Ebony was serious, and then you...
Okay, that's a different story.
And that's a different story, but if I just, like, smash Ebony, and then you just like, man, don't come to me about that. Just smash Ebony.
Like, don't be asking no shit. Like, I don't know
if I'm going to... Man, if we was dating on some serious shit for some months, and I really was feeling her, then you're like, hey, bro, I'm feeling short. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Or I'm like brought for some type of way. That's all. But
yes.
Yeah, if y'all was in a relationship, that's different.
How do women handle that?
All right, nobody fucking nobody, man.
No, I don't fuck that.
It's a no.
Y'all know. I don't care if y'all was
y'all ain't being honest.
Maybe it's not a broader enough. I guess
enough women,
right?
Never mind. See,
talk. No, I have a friend that did it to me. Oh. Or whatever, but
the tea.
So did she ask permission?
She
did
not.
Okay.
I did not know, but I was a little suspicious about it, and then I found out. When I found out, I kept it to myself, and then when the right time happened, I let her know.
You let her know that you knew.
So I let her know that I knew.
And I just tell her what's fucked up.
No, it actually kind of came out in conversation.
Was you dating a guy for a long time? Or y'all just fucking around?
We were just talking, just getting... We were young, so...
Y'all was fucking around.
I ain't saying we was fucking around, but...
That's talking.
But I mean, it's just like, but then once you get to know the two individuals, and then it's just like, certain shit don't even need the energy, so it was just like, whatever. But it was more so...
Did it change how you looked at him?
For a while it did.
Y'all still friends to this day?
We are.
That's good. The child.
And so her thing was like, wow, like I respect the fact that you can even still be my friend. You know, so I had to do a lot of weighing it out to see like how much that friendship meant to me.
You just know not to trust your real men.
Right now I know my man and keep him close. So it is what it is.
Don't you be busted wide open.
Her friend gonna bust it over.
I don't don't trust women to be honest about how close they are with somebody. So even if they said that they just fucked around or it wasn't nothing serious, I don't trust what they're saying. So based on that, I'm not going to fuck with nobody that you was texting with, that you was talking to, nothing. If y'all was involved, I can't fuck with it.
I wish there was more women here because I want to throw this question out, but it's not enough.
Well, what's the question? We have them. They can give their expertise. We got the inbox.
Why doesn't women, as a collective, why y'all don't get along with each other? Like, I heard
too many women
say that. I hear more.
They really have male guys friends
than females.
For me, it honestly is a trust issue. Like I said, I don't trust what, like, I don't trust a woman to be completely open with another woman about anything. Like, I just feel like they're not going to completely be open. Dudes, I feel like I can be myself around them. I can say whatever the fuck I want to. They're open. They're talking about whatever. I don't have to censor myself. Mm-hmm. Even my close friends or people, family members that are women, I'm like, I have to kind of tiptoe certain things that I say because I'm a woman and they're women and we're around each other. And I don't like that experience.
I guess because y'all so judgmental of each other.
Women are very judgmental.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It ain't that y'all don't trust each other. It's just that y'all so critical of each other. You feel like if I share this part of me to her, this bitch gonna use it against me. And you don't want to be vulnerable to somebody like that. And that's what it is. And that's why they like that.
I think all black women need to just own their truth. And once you
that's
do
not
that,
just black women, that's women.
Yeah,
that's
just women.
But I think in the black community, that's more so with black women than it is with
that's
other.
Not true. I say no reality shows, them white bitches be the
but
same.
But they hang out more with each other.
Them black women
black
still hang out with each other too.
But
right after
not,
they
you don't hear them talking about that same stuff like you hear our sisters talk about that stuff.
Do you have many female friends?
I do.
Mm. How many of them?
I got a few. Like, I mean, my friend, like,
you
it weighs.
You got your main circle, don't you?
Yeah.
And you got the ones you just did, you know, you just call. You know,
you got different friends, but different shit is how I look at it.
So,
yeah.
Like, girls are like that, period. They got girls that they hang out with to do the party shit. They got the girls that they can tell all they shit to. They got the girl they can tell who did they sucked and fucked.
They got the girl that they gotta listen to.
And that's
to.
Why I don't they have a lot of women friends because I don't have the patience to compartmentalize shit like that. Like I don't want to have friends for different shit. Like if you're my friend, I should be able to cover all this
shit.
That's
true.
So if
and that is not how it is in the, with most white fucking people. They gonna if you fucking cool, they gonna tell you their business, their mama business, what's going. They're not gonna tip you to a ring. They gonna tell you every fucking thing. You gonna know their whole fucking life story. Like right now, you can go sit down at a bar and some white woman will sit there and tell you every fucking thing about them. Every fucking thing. You go sit right next to a black bitch. She is not funny. Girl, get the fuck out of here. Look to kill your fucking head to be off your fucking shoulders. No, black women do not play that shit. So yeah, that is in the black fucking community. No, that's
the issue. Trust issues
stem from a lot of places though. So it's a reason it's heavier in the black community. We don't trust nobody. Period. We don't trust our own. Some of us don't even trust our family.
That's kind of deep. It's almost true too.
I mean, it is. We don't trust the police. And we got reasons.
Don't trust
we just,
the government? No,
yeah, we got problems trusting because we've been fucked so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the relationship shit is the same way. It's stemmed from one friend fucking you over, and it's like, I can't trust that bitch.
Malcolm Q. I like that shit. Go ahead. What's the next question?
Well, so now we done took it out of the dating stage, and now we touching on the L word.
What?
So you ain't said it in so long.
He said, oh, that word.
That one.
Got four letters.
I was losing. I'm like, what the fuck? We talking about losers.
We was just talking about the Cubs the other day. How did you forget
the
that?
The Cubs is not no losers, bro.
You mean
these
bears.
Motherfuckers.
The other
bear.
Not
the little one.
So, when we talk about love, there's a great book out. It's called The Five Love Languages. And we're going to go around the table and we're going to share what you think your love language is and what type of love you like to receive. So I'm gonna give y'all the five options. The first one is gift giving. The second one is quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, and physical touch. So
can you have multiple choice?
Yeah,
I mean,
like
if you got more than one,
yeah,
you
like,
can expand.
But I'm sure you recognize
you're a little one stronger with one than the other.
I just recognize real quick which one I'm going to give first.
Yeah, we're going to go around, let everybody kind of think about it a little bit.
Start with light skin.
They hand in hand.
My number one is acts of service.
Okay. Yeah, and that's how, is that how like you like to give love or receive it?
Both.
Okay.
Both ways. Like, you got to show and prove how much you love. Your acts speak louder than words. And my, like, my parents always told me that. I see my parents through their, like, how they love each other, through their actions, not because somebody said some shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you show your acts of love towards me, I'm going to do the same thing for you, and that's how we going to love each other the right way.
All
right,
cool.
I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, that should be everybody answered truthfully. But like you said, I agree. But I also feel like, what was the other options?
Read them off. I got them right here.
It's gift giving, quality time.
Quality time.
Okay.
Definitely got to have that.
So is that you giving quality or you receiving quality?
Both. That's how you, someone, you prove that you love somebody, you want to be around them. When you love somebody, you gonna want to be around them any fucking way. It ain't, they go hand in hand. You know what I'm saying?
To piggyback off of that, it goes so hand in hand that this list like should go together. Because for me, giving it is definitely acts of love. Like, I give to all the time because I feel like you don't recognize what I do because you want quality time. So like, me and her have this battle because sometimes I feel like it's an act of service that I give. Like, I'm giving my money to this. I give every time any decision I make sure it's based around you. So I'm doing this act of service thing when she's mad about the quality time thing. So they go hand in hand. Like, you kind of got to give both and get both, because I love to get in that physical touch. That's probably my number one. Like, you touch me the right way, I know, like, even when you mad, if you put your ass against me, I understand. You know what I'm saying? We got that.
The booty make you understand.
Right, you sleeping with your back against me, but if you put your ass up next to me, okay, you mad right now, but I get this physical contact that you trying to throw at me because you love me. So it goes hand in hand.
The booty solves a lot of problems, see?
This nigga was stupid.
When she lay it up against you, if you don't know what to do next,
you want some bullshit. Hey, you know, straight bullshit.
What do you say?
No.
So, me personally, I'm big on physical touch. Like, I mean, gift-giving, I could really care less. Quality time, I'm not one of those that I have to be around you 24/7.
Right.
I don't need to be all in your face. So, that don't really, I do like the words of affirmation, but I'm kind of self-sufficient with that. Like, I have my own, like, Kanye conversations with myself, so. Like, it's weird.
T.O., you some youth.
Yeah, so I mean, I appreciate it from my lover, but it's not a necessity. Physical touch is big for me. Acts of service runs a close second, but definitely physical touch. So
it sounds like you just want to fuck. You don't want to. You don't want to have no intimacy with her. You don't want to share.
Time,
right.
It means a lot.
Hold on. He said you don't. You don't want to share anything to her because you share your own thoughts to yourself.
No.
You saying you don't want to do no quality
I said I don't need her words of affirmation.
That's what I'm saying. So that means that you're not going to share anything with her because you don't want her opinion on shit.
You open that window. Let this breeze come through.
Because you said he can breeze it, but it's not up for debate. It's just how I feel. Because we still have other people to go to. Teacher
song. I'm definitely big on quality time. Like, I disagree. Like, I don't think that quality times means you have to be around that person 24/7.
Right.
But you do need that intimate time outside of physical touch. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, set out time for me. Show me that you care. You know, I do like physical touch. Also acts, because like you said, like, it's one thing about telling me something, but words is just words until you can prove to me and show me how you feel. It's just like, all right, heard this shit from the last nigga, heard it from him, and it's just like, but the words and the actions aren't weighing out. So I'm super big on quality time.
Okay.
I don't need all your time, because if you're in my face all day, then you ain't got shit to do.
But, right.
You know, and I got shit to do, so I can't be in your face all day. But I don't know, me at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, like, I like seeing my man in the beginning of the day, and I like seeing him at the end of the day. You can go do your business throughout the rest of the day, but that quality time is super important.
Right, and quality time is just time that you have available to see your damn woman.
Yeah.
And you make it
a priority.
Exactly. That's the best. Exactly.
Making that a priority. Exactly. Have to be, women appreciate that more than anything because they'll see, like, he didn't have to come. Yeah.
I'll take that over.
But
yeah,
he did.
Got it. Sammy?
Mine should be, like Sherrod said, acts and quality time and give the gifts. Because I'm more of a giver than a taker. I give some before I take any.
Okay.
Sexually, you touch sexually too, right?
Okay, never mind. He gonna mouth shot his mouth. One time for the camera.
I mean, that should be a question too. Like,
we're talking about love languages.
No, have nobody played in my ass if that's what you want.
What the fuck?
God, what are your love languages? You don't say what the fuck. You open that window and that breeze.
Yeah, y'all would have been going that direction, but come on.
You got it.
It would be act of service. Someone, you have to prove that you want to be with me. And if you can show that, we solid.
Okay, and that's how you like. That's how you like to receive it.
Somebody said, "What you just said, your mouth?" Somebody had to prove.
This is not about me.
No, what is he? What's
it's my turn, but it's not about me.
They prove it all the time, right?
What did you just say?
Whatever.
Why we trying to move it?
Right.
That wasn't enough service.
That's home service.
Right. Clean it.
And Sunday's massive.
Since y'all insinuated, yeah, quality time. That's why I'm moving me in quick. Okay.
What's quick?
2 weeks.
Damn. Specific, time on that.
Taking the homeless off the street.
Go from Wendy's to Beverly. Whatever. All right. It can be trapped the first date.
Hold on. You say what?
I just think
move in quick, but he won't get a 2 month gift.
Like, that's so crazy. Because
he put a roof over the head.
But you let him live
it. I believe in Kwanzaa.
The roof, this is the gift. They get to
experience the gift.
That's the service.
You can't make more than $10 an hour.
You gotta make $8.50.
You gotta make $8.50 to focus.
You know what? This is not about me. This is about mouth sauce. To make another drink. Fuck all y'all.
Jazz, talk to me. What are your love languages?
So, receiving, I would say quality time, like a lot of y'all said. It means a lot, even if it's like 10 minutes to get undivided attention, and it's like I'm just going to focus this amount of time strictly on you, goes a long way for me. Giving, I would say, is gift giving for me. Okay. I'm just like provider personality. Like, I go to work and I make the money, I like pay bills and shit, and I give you this thing, like, be happy with that. So that's my way of giving, I guess.
All right, so that was real good. A lot of us had the same answers. We had some different spins on certain topics, but that's good though. So now we in this relationship and y'all starting to meet friends and stuff like that. Are you cool with your man or your woman having friends of the opposite sex?
Hell no. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
And what are some red flags with those friends or sisters or brothers?
Definitely some red flags.
I think that's a red flag if you calling them sister and brother. Like, I just feel uncomfortable with that. Like, if that's your friend, that's your friend. It's not your brother or sister. You know what I mean? That makes
but
me.
But not
fun.
If we grew up together.
Though. No,
like, seriously, we grew up with somebody for a long time. I'll call you my sister. If I grew up with you, like, actually, you like my neighbor. We grew up.
To me, those like secret words to that y'all was real close at one point. Like, y'all fucked. About that's my brother. Yeah,
it sounds like overcompensating for what the relationship was.
Exactly. Hold on, because Sherrod was calling you his sister when we first met you.
That's I never true. Did nothing with her.
But then, see,
I don't call him my brother.
But he was saying,
yeah, I think we're different in that respect, though. Like, that's the way he talks about certain people that are close to him that are women. I don't do that, so I don't feel comfortable calling him my brother because that's not my brother. That's my friend. Like. So yeah, I wouldn't refer to him as my brother, but that's just me.
But me personally, if I grew up with you, you my sister. Like, especially if I ain't did shit with you, you'll be my sister.
Well, yeah, and with these dynamics, it's a little different. We're referring to like your significant other. Like, with these friends or these dudes, it's, oh, this is my brother Quentin, and you know, these friends from college.
If you really fucking with your lady like that and you love her, you have to trust her at some point.
Yeah.
You have to trust. No matter if she lies to you or not, it's the insecurity about you. Then it's the insecurity inside yourself.
That's not true.
It's true, but it's not the reality.
I just think the reality of it, you set situations up like that for it to happen. It could be a time where you probably made her angry that day. She come running to him because that's her best fucking friend. And we all know how emotional women can be. And that's why they always come up with that, it just happened shit. Yeah, it just so happened his dick went inside you. No.
Same. No. Are you comfortable with her going to him before you?
You say what?
Are you comfortable with her going to something with that?
You would never know. She's talking about this her best friend, this her brother. So that means that whatever she feel like she having an issue with regarding me and her, she's going to go to him with it.
That can't happen, but what Shirai said is truth. Like, is, and this is speaking from experience, you definitely at some point gotta be like, I gotta trust you.
All right, what if the dude is attractive? Then what?
That shit don't matter. If you don't trust,
you lying now.
I'm not lying.
You lying now.
The point I'm making is, you don't find a way to trust, you're gonna always worry about that shit. Gonna always be in the back of your mind, so you're gonna always want to go to.
So if your fiance y'all walking down here with some buff ass, nice looking dude right now,
the next point I was getting to is it does take compromise. You gotta understand that the ex-girlfriend can't be your friend because you making your partner uncomfortable with that situation. So it's give and take. Like, I would never, y'all, for example, Jazz is part of this crew. If I didn't know my girl, but I met her and we got together, and she'd be like, who is Jazz though? I don't trust her, she too close to y'all. And I'm like, Jazz my sister. Nah, you can't fuck with her no more. That's different, because she part of this crew before you even showed up.
I need to make me a drink.
And sometimes you just gotta say no. But if it's the random chick that you used to fuck with,
it's a lot of
and now she your friend, and you got a new girl, and she like, you used to talk to her, and you still friends with her for? Then it's like, okay, you right, I need to end that relationship because I'm respecting my girl, I'm respecting my new situation.
It's give and take,
right? Like, in certain situations, nobody, you gotta play that shit for
you didn't fuck should be your friend if you in a relationship. I mean, no, y'all
if you
be
fuck somebody, friends. But have y'all still cool? You get in a relationship, you can't talk to that person no more. The person you never fuck with, you could be friends with that person. That's me personally.
Yeah. I think
that's
a genuine friendship.
That's a fair base.
It's fair.
That's a genuine friendship that's gonna lead to them one day fucking.
Trust issues.
This
experience.
Conversation is what got Rihanna as what Daniel Mero's
in
place.
That conference room?
Yeah.
I never knew that part.
Because she asked Chris Brown, was he still messing with a woman that was always in her face smiling?
But that lady showed up that night. And
she texted him like, you killed it at the West Garden. He didn't look at it. She like, I'm going to see you later at the West Garden. But he didn't look at the whole message. Yeah. She just saw some of it. You know, you got to open and see the whole thing.
Right.
She like, let me see your phone. You know how they talk. She looked in that phone and saw that shit. She popped him in his mouth and started sweeting his nuts. And he just went crazy, buying that and all that.
Nigga, is TMZ? I didn't even know that.
He just told it.
Alright, so ladies, are y'all cool with your man having, you know, female friends that...
Female friends are cool. I feel like friends should be able to merge, so I should be able to interact with whoever your female friend is. I don't feel comfortable...
Is that always the case?
We should be able to be cordial.
You stated you can't trust women, so how you know she ain't being your friend but fucking your man?
That happens so many times.
You never know. If I think about that, then I would not want him around no women at all. So I can't think like that. If I think that he's fucking his friend, then I won't want him around no women.
That would only work if he was a bisexual woman, then y'all could both fuck her together.
Do you put more effort to be cordial if I go out there, we got really care for her, let's see that this is your man's friend, mm-hmm. and she's not going anywhere. Do you put forth that much more effort because you see the relationship going somewhere?
I think I put more effort in getting to know him more and how he interacts with his friends so I can trust him. Because if I don't fuck with you, I'm not going to fuck with you. But if I trust you to interact around women and conduct yourself, then I'm cool.
Okay.
That was like some true shit she just said. But that's how women is. Like, if they don't fuck, we know from the group of women we hang question. With. How many of our girls don't come around if they don't fuck with them?
The question the question again was, how do you feel about your man having female friends? And if you don't really care, do you put forth more effort to be cordial with them, or you just be like, I don't fuck with you, but y'all keep doing that thing?
I wouldn't care about him having female friends, but if it's a female friend that he's had a sexual intercourse with before, then I'm automatically like, I don't want to get to know her.
Okay.
Because I couldn't. Yeah, she's not my friend. Like, I don't want to get to know her. And I would feel even better if you guys weren't friends. But so.
Do you present that to her? Because I've heard it before where they were like, look, if you want this to happen, you gotta lose that.
Not happen.
Yeah. Right, I can't be friends with Jazz anymore.
But what if she ain't willing to give it up? Then what do you do?
Well, that's the question I'm asking.
What if?
Do you give your man an ultimatum if you're not feeling the friend or
company
whatever,
he keeps?
Right. If you don't like the company he keeps, do you say it's either her or me?
I mean, I think that's a little bit dramatic, like in the beginning, but it depends. Like, if you spending too much time, you kicking a little bit too much, and you know, yeah. like,
that's and, you, shit.
And you steady spending time with her, and you already know I'm a little uncomfortable. Now my brows are raised. You know, now I'm like, wait, what? But. Are you agreeing? Are you bullshitting? Okay, cool. But yeah. But I just feel like men can't take what they dish out. Like, I feel like because if it was the other way around,
would be black.
Yeah, like, what's wrong? Like,
yeah, for everything this nigga say.
Right.
Yeah.
That nigga funny, huh?
That nigga ain't that funny.
Yeah, men, y'all can't take it, but we're supposed to be like, that's just my friend. Okay, you know.
Now, that should be a rule. You shouldn't laugh at somebody's joke.
If it's funny, I'm gonna laugh.
What
if you accidentally
laugh? That nigga ain't on the stage. You laughing at?
That's right.
You feel like she don't laugh at none of your shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Every time you say some shit.
I said that shit.
Oh, no, worse.
Like, oh, when I say it, you gave me a stale face, but this is
yours. Fucking crazy. She going crazy.
Take your ass in the bathroom.
Like, get the fuck up out of here. Like,
laughing practice.
Hold on.
Ain't shit funny.
Laughing.
I'ma show up, check your ass after that night. Why you laughing at this motherfucker?
He caught the strong arm.
I'ma grab that elbow and be like, laugh again.
Damn, y'all.
Matter of fact, you can tell him to get his funny ass up.
Funny motherfucker.
Who's this funny motherfucker?
Get loud, right. Hey, Nas, who is this funny motherfucker?
Yeah, that's
all right, so.
She ain't lying, though.
Right. It was some real shit being said, right? So, we're going to wrap it up with the L word, man. So, do we believe in soulmates here at this table?
I do.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think everybody does.
I do.
You have more than one.
Yeah, but when you find one,
you only got one soul.
It's 7 billion people on this planet.
But we're talking about soulmates, so this means you're the one for me. You're the one of five for me. You're the one for me.
No, but I think it's more than just one soulmate.
It's more than one.
It's more than one just soulmate, because every woman is different. And every woman might make you feel a different way, where you feel like, damn, this is my soulmate, because she make you feel this type of way. And then you may have a different woman that make you feel a certain type of way, that make you feel like she's your soulmate. Like, trust me, it's just a difference, dude. It really is. Because
they touch different parts of yourself.
Yeah, they really do, because it's different.
know, they really do.
I was serious.
You're
funny, ass. And the reason I say that because there's different parts to you, and sometimes people can bring out that part. That's why you know some people be in love with two people at the same time, because they be like, this person bring this part of me out, and then this person bring this part of me out. Yeah. So it's like, damn, you didn't know that you have these two different ways you can be with two different people, or you feel two different ways about these people. Like, how is it that I love this guy so much, but this guy brings out this and he doesn't, but he brings out this and he doesn't? So how do you explain that?
Well, I don't agree with that. I think it is a one soulmate.
Nah.
And if, but
well, I freaky you is, you should know you got two different.
I understand how it happens, though.
How many?
What I believe is that. Nah, I believe that your life circumstances kind of dictate how you feel. So you could have that one person who y'all vibe on another level that you will never vibe with anybody else. And that could be your soulmate. But if you go through certain things in life, or she go through certain things in life, things can happen and make that relationship sour. And it doesn't mean that she's not your soulmate. It just means things affected your relationship. But then you'll come to find that you will never find nobody else who made you feel the good that you felt with her was like on another level, and you were never able to get that from anybody else because that person's not
true. But you don't know that. You don't know that.
I guarantee you, when you get up at age, and if you really go out there and live some and really open yourself up to certain women, you get to a certain point in your life and you're gonna literally pick out probably three women like, damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. This person did this person. Those three right there, I could literally be married to my whole life.
Yeah.
And those probably. Those three parts
like,
of yourself.
It's the Asian woman that can make you say Konnichiwa.
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 Konnichiwa. How do y'all feel about soulmates?
I agree with what Sherrod and Jay were saying. I don't think it's just one person. I think it's somebody for a different part of you. But that goes into like the conversation of settling and if that's okay or not. Like, do you settle with somebody who makes you feel comfortable with this side of you, or that makes you feel comfortable with the wild side? Like, so I don't think that there's one person in the world. No.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not be one person, but I feel like I would rather go with the person that can help me become like the best me possible.
Right.
So like this person may be able to make me laugh and like I can kick it with and we can have fun and like, you know, every day, but like, is this person gonna make me grow like emotionally, spiritually, like on every different level? And if not, and the other person may not be as spontaneous and fun, but they hit everything else, like that's the stuff that matters. So it's just like, I'd rather go.
Well, that comes down to it, but that comes down to an individual personal thing though, because it depends on what side of you exercise the most. If you exercise wanting to grow and develop to being a great person and moving on to better things, then that's what you're going to fuck with. But if your desire is to be that wild ass chick and go out and do shit and party with this dude and fuck off ecstasy and all type of shit, then that's what you going to know. But that's what you're going to do. And that's how some women go down that road. You know what I'm saying? Like they even leave their kids behind to go down that road with that dude that make them feel that type of way.
Right. But me personally, I would go the other way.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said come down to it.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
So while we doing that and we figuring out who do we love, who says I love you first? Like in our personal interest.
Personal experience?
Yeah.
Good question.
I do.
You say what?
Who says I love you first? You or you to your girl or your girl to you?
Whoever feels it first.
That's what I think.
You're always the first one to say it? Why do you think that is?
Do you prefer? Oh, sorry.
Because he fell in love with it.
That's not even that.
Let him explain.
When I was younger, I used to fall in love quick. But as I got older, but I just like, you know what I'm saying? If I feel you and I really care for you, I'm just going to tell you. That's me personally. I'm just going to tell you straight up, like, I love you.
You what did you ask him?
Does he prefer to say it first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if I get rejected, I won't feel no type of way. You see what I'm saying? I won't
be
like, so unless you have control over the situation, like
pretty much.
I like that you put it all out there. You accept it, but don't.
I fuck with you like that, but not like that. I said, all right, cool, we still friends. Cool, fuck it.
Yeah, I feel him on that. I think And you get to a point in life where you know what you want.
Yeah.
And so once you recognize that somebody has what you want, I don't got a problem being like, I love you. And even if I know it's too early, I would say, I know that I can love you. Like, I can just tell by where you
then
are.
Then you're not being true to yourself.
No.
What? Why not just...
How is that not being true to yourself?
Because you said even if it's too early, but you said if I love her, but it's too early, you just going to stick with...
It don't take me long to get to know somebody. I'm talking about if it's a month. And you know it's still kind of early for them.
If you feel like you love somebody,
for them.
Nigga, I tell a girl 3 weeks.
You can scare somebody off with that.
Right. You could. That's what I'm saying. So if you know it's early for them, but you know you, it's. I feel like it's okay to be like I love you, or I feel like I could be in love with you, and
that's disrespectful.
Stay on the way it's going. That's not how that disrespectful. You. I'm doing what you're doing, expressing how I feel. And if you like,
I think
I'm
I
not
love
ready
you.
Yet. It's cool.
I think I can love you.
Yeah, his is a little more direct.
You make me. I mean, it's the same thing. I
think. No, what love you? Right. When you just clearly say you really.
y'all misunderstanding because I'm hung up over the words. But
yeah, no, but you know, I'm
saying the same thing that Shirai said. You put that out there to let this woman know that I'm feeling you.
I'm
on
gonna
that
do
level.
This, Bob.
No, instead I'm feeling you on this level. I understand that it's early in the game, but the way you are, the way that I'm getting to know you, I can already tell that I'm gonna be in love with you. So like that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we talked about that last episode. But wrapping it up though, so Jay, how do you feel? Are you the one that puts it out there first, or do you wait to hear it?
If I feel it first, it doesn't matter to me.
Because if
I feel like I love a woman, I'm gonna tell. I'm not gonna just be like, oh, I think I can love you. I didn't say no.
He almost.
Oh, that's just stupid.
I'm gonna tell straight up.
I think something else. Somebody at this table did that. Like, somebody's like,
Ebony, when it's you and your man, and y'all been vibing for a while, do you pull him and say, "Hey, babe, I love you," or do you wait to hear from him first?
I ain't gonna lie, I waited to hear it.
Okay.
Even though I wanted to say it first.
Okay.
I waited, and then...
But why? That's how you felt.
Because I just needed to be sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I can understand.
Rejection. Sammy?
Yeah. That's what it was.
I said it plenty of times.
Nah, I mean, you throwing it all out there anyway, bro. You get Ricky's arm colds. Saying I love you shouldn't be shit.
Oh, my God. And then you fucking say, I don't care.
Ladies, he's single right now. It's getting cold outside.
I can't stand this.
If your landlord lost this building, you gotta move out.
Talk to Rick.
Talk to Rick. It's little Rick. He moves him in.
It's nice, nigga.
Oh, shit.
I prefer to hear it first. So I could dominate and control the relationship.
Dominate.
Wow. That's crazy.
Get your ass. Get your ass.
Jazz.
Nah, but that's, you prefer to hear it first, though? Do you?
To a degree. Because then I know it's real.
That's the same as it is.
I can hold my end of the deal. If I'm in love with you, you have nothing to worry about.
But what if they don't never say it, but they really just wait for you to say it first?
Oh, we're not finna play on them game with
this. But you don't know that. You don't know that. She's feeling the same way you feeling. You ain't playing no game. She wanna know that.
She needs some reason.
I need some. If both of y'all thinking that way, how the fuck y'all gonna know y'all
in the morning when you get in the shower when it's all steamy, I want you to write on in that mirror.
This is not no damn white.
Rom-com.
Helpless romantic movie.
That would turn me on. She did some shit like that. That's kind of nice. I like that.
Would you move in?
Would you cry?
You gonna move in after
that? You said what you know.
I'm about to ring tomorrow.
Damn.
Stick your finger in that motherfucker.
I can see somebody calling you and then coming over here and they put it on there and you be like, nah, we still.
I hope you get that together, Sammy. Jazz.
That's what I would be on. Like, I got to hear it, and then your love language, you got to show me a couple times, and then say it's more, and then maybe.
Jazz, you was a man.
She said she was. She won't win.
Sure. She's like, look.
I was
with. I got to know. But yeah, I got to hear it first.
All right, well, I love it. I think we have a real good episode, y'all.
Hold on, you didn't answer that question.
I know, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just skipped myself. I like to hear it first. I like to hear it first.
Right.
Like, really? No.
I'm going to explain why, but definitely I like to hear it first because I like to make sure I can have those feelings and stuff, but especially with women nowadays, y'all more nigga-ish than we are. Ooh. Y'all are.
Because y'all understand how nigger
the savage lifestyle.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
So basically, they didn't took the dick and gave you the pussy.
That ain't what I said, but. But I like to hear it first just so I know that the person I'm with is vested in it, because I can have those singular feelings, and when it comes to love, I'm not as brave as Sherrod or Jay or Quentin and stuff like that, so I don't give it as freely as you all would, and that's just how I am with it, so
I think that put that shit out there.
Yeah, straight up. You've been just somebody else and never got that motherfucker in your ass. Like, I love you. Now you want to say it. Right. I love
now,
you.
Now you love him.
Now you love him. I love you. Now you want to scream that shit out to the world. Yeah. It's too late now, motherfucker. He's got a ass.
She going to be late after being out here in front of that guy.
What are you saying? Do it again.
And on that note, we got to go, man. Mild Sauce out. It's been another great episode, y'all. I appreciate all the laughs. Definitely appreciate Jazz coming through and being on the podcast today. Appreciate Ebony coming through and supporting me. Appreciate you. Well.
She was a rookie, by the way. She was new to all of this.
But
you did good. You did good, though. You hung with us. Do us a favor. Like us on Facebook. Add us on Instagram. Listen to us on SoundCloud. It's at Mild Sauce Podcast. And on that note, we got to go. See ya. Mild Sauce out.
Yeah.